This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
He kōna I purangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
I've just had a really lovely visit to Queenie's Nest. The last time I went to Queenie's Nest was a few weeks ago, and all three chicks were tucked up in the back of their nest. And tonight I go up there, and as I'm approaching the nest, there are two gorgeous looking kākāpō chicks just sitting on the track to the nest, looking at me. Both of them are over 2 kilos, looking fantastic. And then I wandered on closer to the nest and found the third chick, just 1 meter out of the nest, sitting on the wee bank above it with gorgeous wee fluff on top of its head. It's a bit younger than the other two, so it hasn't quite ventured out as far. So that was really rewarding to go up there and see three gorgeous kākāpō on the brink of fledging from their nest. Queenie wasn't far off. I could hear her skraking somewhere. And yeah, happy families, looking like a really good outcome.
Kia ora. Hi there. That was Deirdre Virko, and I'm Alison Balance. And this is the final episode of RNZ's Voice of the Kākāpō, our audio adventure through the amazing 2019 breeding season of New Zealand's giant, flightless night parrot. It's been a roller coaster ride, and the last episode was definitely a low point. This time in Part 8, we're on the way up as we celebrate success. But it's not all sunshine and gentle strolls in the forest. Certainly not when you're in Fiordland.
This is Brody on Anchor Island. We had 52 mil of rain last night, and I'm just walking up to the top of the hill. Although most of the trails that we take up to the hill now are actually small streams or waterfalls due to the amount of rain we've had. Typical sound of Anchor Island is the squelching of your boots.
It's not this wet and muddy on Whenua Ho, luckily, where birds sent off to be scanned for aspergillosis have begun to get clear bills of health and are coming home.
We have Roha 3A. She is our first chick that's been CT scanned and all clear of aspergillosis and returning to the island, so it's great. In the pen, we've got 4 of the hand-reared chicks that they've just been weaned now, so they're ready for release in the next few days. I think they've been learning how to roost in good places, keep good shelter from the rain. Oh, there's one in there. And you just have to untie all the tape and the cable ties to be able to let her out of here.
Hello.
Oh, there she is. I'm lost track who's coming over. This might be Marama 1A. So they may have met before when they were chicks, because they were in hand rearing together when they were quite young. Going in to meet each other. Well, that's good for someone to go in and meet her. He's just opened the hopper to get something out. Oh, he's got a pellet out. It's nice seeing them in the daytime when they're just relaxed and happy doing their own thing, chewing on a bit of food. Some of the kumara.
So that's really special when the chicks get older.
I think they go through this little mini dinosaur phase when they look a little bit like dinosaurs, and then they turn into little puppies, really. And when they're starting to get their independence in the pen, they're starting to sort of feed themselves and wander around, they're really quite incredibly cute. You'll walk in the pen and they'll come up to you, and sometimes you'll have six or maybe even eight kakapo chicks standing on your feet sort of trying to get food from you. And yeah, it's just like having a litter of incredibly cute puppies around your feet. And yeah, that's pretty cool. We ended up with 70 chicks. We double clutched a lot of kakapo, and that means we basically forced quite a few female kakapo to nest again. We did it on a big scale and we double clutched 30 females. So that enabled us this year to produce an extra 84 eggs, and ended up with 24 kakapo chicks as a result of that. So that was a huge increase. That 24 kakapo chicks is on its own would be a big breeding season. So it made this year that we actually were able to have two breeding seasons in one and produced a lot more kakapo as a result.
Their tolerance of nest management is incredible. I really think that's helped to save the kakapo. And I guess it's they're investing so much energy so infrequently into their nest that they're that determined to keep them. They're not going to abandon a nest lightly. That opportunity doesn't come along very often for them.
So there's a couple of really big highlights for me. One is the fact that Gulliver produced offspring. So Gulliver is one of the birds of Fiordland descent. So he's one of Richard Henry's sons. He's very genetically very valuable. In fact, he's quite distinct in that he has some gene variants which no other kakapo has. So it was really important for us for him to breed. And he produced three offspring this year who are still doing really, really well. So that's fantastic. And the artificial insemination is a real success. I kind of know how much work goes into it. I know how important it is. So to have that successful, and the fact that we got a Sinbad chick out of the artificial insemination, is kind of a bonus. The main thing for me is we now have that method which we know works, and we'll use that in future. And that could potentially be the difference between saving kakapo and not saving kakapo.
Sinbad, of course, is Gulliver's brother. And their sister, Kuia, also produced three chicks, which means a total of seven more Fiordland kakapo. Great news on the genetic front.
When you open him,
yes,
you just want to let him sit on the ground so he's comfortable, and then have the head facing the hopper and then pull it down.
Sweet. Oh, look at you. Oh, you're just happy to sit there.
So we've just released three of this year's hand-reared kakapo chicks, which is one of the high points on Whenua Hau. And we have one here just nibbling on some kumara.
T3 2 has wandered off, and he's usually the one that just is all over you. Yeah. But they're really good, actually. Considering they've been struggling and wriggling all the way up the hill, they're really relaxed when they come out of their bag. But that's kind of typical for hand-reared birds.
This is the reward. This time of the night especially, you know, when we're starting to go into darkness.
This is pretty special. Yeah, it's really great just to see these guys out into the wild, and to hear the kaka as well sort of brings it home a little bit too, just to hear the cousins up in the trees.
Over the last week we've released seven hand-reared kakapo, and I was reflecting on the fact that in previous breeding seasons that would have been the total sum of chicks produced. So, you know, this year we've got 10 times as many. It's kind of blowing me away at the moment. But yeah, it's a pretty special moment. It's been a long, hard road to get to this point with each chick, so it's quite a lot of work's gone into getting to this point. It's really, really neat. It'll be quite an exciting first night. You know, there's no edge to this pen. It just keeps going.
Seeing them go and releasing them, that's pretty amazing. Yeah, and you gradually see them and they'll climb a tree, and it's the first time they've climbed a big tree before and start to feed on wild food. And yeah, that's pretty amazing to see them. And then it's really cool to go back over the next few days, because we'll check them every day and you'll find where they're roosting and just see how they disperse from that release point and start to, you know, make their way in the big wide kakapo world.
For me, it's often when it hits me, all of the work that's gone in
all of the planning, all of the, those early supplementary feeding days and getting the nests ready and the incubation and the hand rearing, and then finally you've got this gorgeous juvenile kakapo that you're releasing just to be out there in the wild, and that's when you can really step back and say, we did this, we've got this chick to this point, that's a real moment.
I always like this moment. It's so lovely to see them go out, and it's their island now to live on. Yeah, it's wonderful.
I've been thinking about how much things have changed. So when I first spent time on Whenuahou, the entire breeding season was 3 chicks.
Yes. And there were only 51 birds in existence. This year, there's 75 chicks. It's just incredible.
Right at this moment, there are 211 kakapo, and who knows when they'll breed again. They've had a year off this summer, and the team already know from the Rimu early warning system that there'll be no booming on the Southern Islands in 2021 either. The 2019 chicks are all just reaching their first birthdays, or more correctly, hatch days, when the kakapo team from the Department of Conservation gifts them their proper names. Check out the Kakapo Recovery page on Facebook to read about the names. I'd like to say a huge thank you to Deirdre Virko, Andrew Digby, Daryl Eason and the whole Kakapo team for their help and support in making this series, and for naming Queenie 3A, the chick with the broken leg, Alison. My mum Queenie and I are delighted and hugely honoured. And I just hope that Kakapo Alison is a better breeder than me. I'm Alison Balance, and I produced and recorded Voice of the Kakapo from RNZ. Phil Benge mixed this final episode. And you can find the whole series at rnz.co.nz/kakapo or at RNZ Kakapo Files, wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for your company. Bye for now. Ngā mihi.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.